The following program is sponsored by Disciples Pathway Ministries.
Welcome to Disciples Pathway Ministries, a mobile ministry with Minister Robbie E. Lilly. Disciples Pathway Ministry is a mobile ministry advancing the kingdom of God so that no one is left behind when Jesus Christ, our King of Kings, returns for his great church.
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. This is the message we have heard from him who proclaimed to you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Let us pray. Father, how we do praise you and thank you for your faithfulness, for your tender mercies, for your grace, Lord God, that abounds. Thank you for allowing us this opportunity, affording us this time, Lord God, to come to sit in your presence and to proclaim the good news of your word, Lord God. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness, for even when we're not faithful, you remain faithful, Father God, faithful to forgive us, O Lord, when we fall short. Lord, we magnify your name because your name alone is worthy to be praised, worthy to be lifted up, and worthy to be glorified. We pray that all that is said and done, Lord, be to the glory and to the honor of your name, and that the hearers thereby be blessed and the doers be blessed all abound. Lord God, we praise you, Father, for you are the light. You are the light of this world, Lord God. Help us to walk in that stead. As it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Good Sunday afternoon, family. We thank you guys for tuning in. We just love you all. Thank you guys for just continuing to support Disciple Pathway Ministries, a mobile outreach ministry on the move for the advancement of the kingdom of God. It's so good to be here, and my baby's here, so we're here together today. Praise God. Hey, Minister Dion.
Good afternoon, family. Good afternoon, mother. Yes, it is a beautiful blessing to be at the table of God, to taste of his goodness, to drink of his faithfulness.
Yes.
And, hey, family, there's plenty of it.
All is well, all is well. My baby did such a wonderful job on the light. We want to go a little bit further with it just to expand because it's not really talked about enough. And we've probably done a few podcasts on it, but nevertheless, we're going to do it again. How about that? So God is just a good God. You heard me. And, you know, you got to do what you got to do with what you have. And God has given us much in his word to glean from. So I'm going to be reading a little bit, family, from the Ephesians chapter 5. I'm going to start at verse 8. Hallelujah. And it reads, "For we were sometime darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done in the secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifested by the light. Whatsoever doeth, make it manifested is light. Wherefore he said, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Verse 15, See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore ye, be ye not wise, but understanding what is the will of the Lord. And be not drunk with wine wherein excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, how we do praise you and thank you for the prayerful reading of your word. And we pray that it will be a blessing and it shall not return to you void. Family, it's just not enough to be said about walking as children of light. And Minister Dion touched on many topics as it pertains to the light being the light of men. But we have to understand that this light is just not one of them common things. You just flip it on, flip it off at your convenience. This is something that we're commanded to do as children of God. Again, if you're not a child of God, it's not applicable. But we hope that you will come to know him as his one of his children so you can be enlightened to the eye. Your eyes of your understanding will be open to the awakening of the things that God has for us, the benefits that we have as children of light. This world we know, family, and they promote it greatly, is filled with darkness. And we understand that darkness is a light, but it's a lesser light. You heard me? And the light that we have in Christ Jesus and as Christians and as his children is the greater light that gives us the authority, the boldness, the power, and the wherewithal to move forward in this dark atmosphere. Because even though we see things, it's a lot of things that's happening in the atmosphere that we do not see. That's why he say we don't wrestle against what flesh and blood, but against spiritual principalities where? In high places. And when the light of the word of God comes into us, when Holy Spirit comes in and give us the advantage, then we can have a higher understanding of what the spiritual attributes are behind all these dark actions and the things that are manifested in the world, the murder, the rape, the sins, the lies, the laws that are being changed to the advantage of the villains and the vile. So we have to understand that this is no act. This is a real thing. We have to count it as light, as God has given it to us as his children to walk therein. He say, because this yields a what? A light is found in all that is good and right and true. Yeah. This world is not promoting what's good and right and true, family. Let's be very clear about that. But wherever sin is, the Bible say grace abound. So we need to be very clear and very intentional about how we walk as children. He say, don't walk circumstantially. Don't walk as fools. He tells, don't be no fool. But be as the wise, redeeming the time. Why? Because the days are what? Evil. If you don't know that, I don't know what rock you're sleeping under. But the days are truly evil all around us.
Amen, amen. Evil is very prevalent. You have some that believe more in the works of the enemy than they believe in the works of God because Absolutely. They have not seen the works of God.
Absolutely.
I would like to go back to the basis of this, of how this light came about. It was the question, how do we know we are walking in the right way? Mm. And the answer was by our source of light, by our source of light, because we do know that the enemy has false lights out there. He has lights that infatuate and that were infatuate false fires and things of that nature. So we have to know that we're walking in the right way by our light source, because that based on what light reveals, that's the way that one is inclined to go. And so you just brought up those three benefits of light that we brought up last week, which one, light gives perspective. Light enables one to see and consider. Paul prayed for the churches of Ephesians.
Yes.
Let the eyes of your understanding be open to have enlightenment, to have insight.
Yeah.
Two, a light points directive. This is the call to be vigilant, the call to be watchful, the call to be aware of what is before you. Number three, and that light inspires the creative. The first thing, the first description that God made of light, he said it was good. And
Amen.
That's why light is here, to approve that which is good.
Yes.
That word good means in the Hebrew or Semitic language, Tobi, which is T-O-B-E, which means if you divide it to be.
Yes.
That's why we are human beings, because it's all about what we are becoming. It's all about what is going forth into our tomorrow. That's why hope always sets itself in our tomorrow. And if you have it, you have an opportunity to be. And if you don't have it, you are stuck in what was.
Yes.
And so we continue here to analyze a false light, because I always try to spend time, a little bit of time, and we got to go into the kingdom of darkness to be aware of these things, to know that these things are very prevalent, why these evils have the power and the advantage and the thing and move in the way that they do. Because even playing football growing up, you know, it's not about, oftentimes it's not about how well you know your playbook, because you're going to rep it out enough times to where you can do it with your eyes closed. But it's about how well you know your enemy. It's about how well you know those guys that's lined up across you, because that right there is going to hinge on your ability to overcome and be victorious in that set game or in that set match. So this is why I spend a lot of time behind enemy lines, so that we can now know what we're looking at when it comes about us, that we do not war against the flesh, but against these principalities and powers.
You got to study the film. You got to look at the film of your enemy. You got to watch how they move, who they best players, what the next play may be. You got to be able to read across that line, across. I done sit in enough bleachers. I don't watch enough games to know a little bit about something. But, you know, God is letting us know, I've given you the books. I've given y'all the script. I sent my baby. He laid down. I raised him up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He sent the comforter. He sent the guy. So you got to come. We have everything we need, fam, to win the game.
Amen. Amen. The spirit spoke to us last week and said, you will know which light you are walking in when your light source cuts out.
Come on.
You will know which light you're walking in when your light source cuts out. When the sun sets, with the blowing out of a candle, with the closing of your eyes. The question is, what you got? Is peace near? Is rest here? Yeah. So let's go a little bit deeper into the night, into the darkness, if you will. I start at Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. I know we like to have sunshine and dandelions. Well, we're on the tail end of the summer where we just got through vacationing and enjoying fun in the sun. But it is notable to mention and see here that before light existed, darkness was.
Already.
Before light existed, darkness was. It is understood when one senses are impaired, the other senses significantly improve in function. When the light goes out, all of a sudden our hearing gets elevated and our hearing gets heightened. And vice versa, when we are muffled and our ears are deafened, our ability to see gets a little bit better and a little bit more quality. We start to see things. We just get heightened in other senses based off of the impairment of the ones that we lost.
Yes.
So with that being understood here, when the light goes out and I can no longer see, family, what can you hear? When the light goes out and I can no longer see, what can you hear?
Amen.
The Bible says, so all of creation heard the voice. Creation heard the voice of God. When God said, let there be light, the rest of creation.
Yeah.
And then based from that light, day two, day three, day four, day five, and day six, the birds, the fish, the cattle, the marine life.
All creation.
The heavens split.
Yes.
The earth is settled. The seas are marked out by boundary and foundation.
Yes.
Because everybody heard, let there be light.
Yes.
Let you come forth and let you come forth and let you come forth.
Yes.
Because in the darkness, all these things were, but they couldn't see what to be. But they heard God, the voice of God.
Yes.
They heard the voice of God. So we see creation because creation listened and was obedient to the voice of God. This is why a bird, it has always been a bird. You don't have to tell a fish to be a fish. A lion is not debating on, am I going to be the king of the jungle today? A tree is not debating on, is this spring? Do I feel like coming up? No, I heard my God say, let me be, and so I am.
Amen. Yes.
Vegetation does not have to go to a therapist and wonder who they are and have an identity crisis. A cat doesn't have to wonder, should I
meow?
A dog doesn't have to wonder the
make it plain. So
do I bark? A roof? Is when that how that thing? No. God said, "Let me be, so I am."
Hey, you got some shady dogs around here, though. Something, but they still have to do what they have to do.
They still have to do what they have to do. It's fixated in them because they were obedient to the voice of God.
Yeah.
They were obedient to the voice of God, and this is why family. He calls us.
Yeah.
He calls us to walk by faith and not by sight. Yes, we know that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. So when we can't see nothing, our hearing has to automatically improve. And this is why faith is in your confession, Romans 10:9.
Amen.
A word must proceed for first. A word must proceed for, it's not by the confession of your mouth, the confession of your mouth, then the belief in your heart, now salvation comes. So it's about a word that proceeds
forth
first. This is why John 1 in the beginning was the word, because the word must go forth first.
Come on.
Which is why faith cometh by hearing, and the ability to hear by the word of God. Because in order to be obedient, the word must go forth first, and I must have the ability to hear it.
And he say, how can they hear this? They are sent. to preach it. You understand? We have to hear these things. We have to be intentional about the ears of being open to hear what the Spirit is saying.
Amen. We have to. We have to be attentive, family. We have to be attentive. Our ears must be open toward the things of God. As forementioned in the last message, it is scientifically understood and universally accepted that the speed of light is faster than the speed of sound. However, in accordance to the Bible, sound is faster than that of light, because sound preceded light. God said, let there be, and then it was. Let there be light, and then light was.
Amen.
Is this possible why darkness could not comprehend it?
Darkness could not comprehend it.
Because darkness in the ears, darkness of the eyes, cannot hear the sound of God. Cannot hear the voice of God. Let's continue into this darkness, family. Don't be afraid. Just step in with me, because God got us. It is in the darkness that we can hear God the most.
Yes.
Though we go about our days, though we travel to and fro, it is in the darkness that we can hear the voice of God the most. That's why at nighttime, the Bible talks about how to be still, how to go into the door of your house and be still, because there's a thing that God has to do. Remember, evening and then morning.
Yeah.
So evening was at the first of God's priority, and then morning, and then there was the first day. Morning is actually the conclusion of our day. Yeah. So evening, as it turns into night, I got to speak to you first before you proceed into your morning.
Yes.
Let me speak to you first, right there on your bed, right there in the silence of darkness. I speak.
Yes.
Faith has its maximum potency and impact under the condition of darkness. I'm going to say that one more time. Faith has its maximum potency and impact under the condition of darkness. The psalmist says, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel, because he gives me counsel and instruction. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. Did you know there was night seasons, family? Yes, it's Psalm 16:7. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel, my instruction. My heart also instructs me in the night season.
Yes.
What do I do in this night season? Well, the psalmist said, I'm going to bless the Lord. So, family, I would encourage you. You need to bless the Lord. Be still before him. Yes. Lift up his name. Exalt him. Welcome him in. That he may. He said, if you allow me in, I will come in. When you hear the knock on the door, I will come in. I will sup with you. He didn't say breakfast with you. He didn't say lunch with you. He said sup with you, which means supper. That's an evening or a night dish.
Hallelujah. Come on now.
That's an evening or a night dish, so I can come in and talk to you right here in this night season.
Yeah.
Do you recall the children that were wandering about in the wilderness? They were led by a cloud by day and a fire during the night. The Holy Spirit lights up.
Yes.
The fire inside of us lights up at night, family.
Yes.
This is a message that we're going to continue to unpack and develop. Do not quench the spirit.
Do not quench the spirit.
You quench the spirit by distraction. You quench the spirit by trying to move about. You quench the spirit by all these things, ring-a-ling-a, ting-a-ling-a, bells, whistling and stuff, these infatuations and these false lights. We got to cut some of this stuff out. We got to discard these things so that we can hear the voice. How bad do you want to hear the voice of God?
Yes.
How bad do you want to hear the voice of God? I can tell you how bad he wants to hear your voice, that the word stood still.
Who
touched me?
That part.
This woman at the hem of my garment, I felt power leave me. Who touched me? The word will stand still for you, family.
Yes.
If you stand still and you're willing to get to it.
And he wants to know, what is it that you want me to do for you, blind Bartimaeus? What is it that you want me to do for you? And he's beckoning for us as his children, individually and collectively.
Amen.
He's given us everything sufficient for this life on this side, and well, the eternal life that he's prepared already for us. Everything is just a sty. It is done. It is finished.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God. And we have to come on into this thing, because he said, if my word abides in you and you abide in my word, you can ask me anything. And I would get, I had a baby in class yesterday, and she's full of questions and some so-called curiosity, but not with the Holy Ghost knowledge. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. Things that she has picked up as a child along the way. So I can see that she's been dabbling with Ouija boards and witchcraft and this type of thing. So, you know, Holy Spirit will give you an insight to a thing. He began to open up the gate. And because she was trying to beckon for my attention, so she just came over to the table where I was and began to inquire some things. Miss, I need to ask you a few things. And I let her go on for a few seconds here and there and as I was loading up in the spirit. You understand what I'm saying? To see how we're going to navigate with this baby, Lord, what it is that you need. Because she's pulling. She's coming. What is it that she need to be fed today? Lord God, we're sitting at the table. He said, all right, let her talk. Let her ask that. And then I need you to ask her, who do she say that I am? What if she heard about me? Because she's about 15 years old. You understand? So she done heard something. I could tell by the time, because this is not my first encounter with this baby in this spirit. You understand what I'm saying? But God makes a way. And I tell you, he will draw these babies. He will pull them in. And you can't come giving these babies that fluff and that smoke, no smoke, because it's about these children coming up out and knowing whose they are. I mean, if Jesus being 12 years old, Samuel being a young kid, I mean, Solomon, we have to understand that these children need to hear that thing that is true. Those things that are for sound living and doctrine and a foundation, and quit giving them this false light, this fake news where they stumbling and bobbling and falling like leaves off on a tree. You know, we have to be accountable. We are responsible for the well-being of the spirits and the souls of our children. And even if they're not us, the children of this world, God has given them to us as a gift, whether they're yours by birth or inherited. We need to be intentional. We need to have an answer for these babies. You understand what I'm saying? And even after I got off and came up, I'm like, Lord, did I give her what was sufficient? He said, you absolutely did. You gave her what I gave you to give unto her. You said you love me. You feed my sheep. You heard me. Amen. And this is what we come week in and week out, whether it's both of us or one of us or however many of us can get here. We want to continue to feed you all. We want to continue to encourage you guys to walk in the light. You guys got to get in this thing. Y'all got to get in the game, fam. Y'all get in the game. Y'all get in the game of God's word and let the word of God do the washing, do the cleansing, do the purge. He say, urging you to walk in the manner of the calling which you have been called with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing in one another, loving one another, eager to maintain unity in the spirit of the bond of peace.
Amen.
We're called to this. We're commanded of this.
Amen, family.
Hallelujah.
You are able to navigate in such light based on what you are given in the darkness, based on the rest that I've received in.
Yes.
At night, that's going to give me my strength for tomorrow. So let's list quick, right quick here as we hasten to a close. Three things, oh Father. Three things that happens in the dark. That first thing I just mentioned, we need rest. Rest is the most victorious position that you can be in. I get being on your knees in prayer. I get standing in the armor and being able to intercede in the gap and being it is a valid position to be in, but it is in your rest.
Yes. Yes.
That Jehovah Sabaoth shows up. He the Lord of hosts, the King.
Labor to enter his rest.
The Lord of hosts, the King of glory. Yes. The Lord strong and mighty in battle. The Lord Sabaoth shows up. The word Sabaoth is his oath to give you rest.
Yes.
His my word to give you rest. Rest, your rest is evidence of your victory.
Yes.
Number two, the subconscious takeover. That means your conscience is out the way. Human ration, reasoning, and logic is obsolete. I know we cannot stand not having control, but we got to put away our own. We cannot lean into our own understanding.
Yes.
We cannot lean into our own understanding, family. But he's saying, all you're getting, come stand under me. We obtain dominion not based off of our positioning. We get understanding based off of how God positions us.
Yes.
And finally, family, we get the renewing. We get the re-strengthening. We get the revival. The word revival means to live again. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. You have to be renewed in order to remain in Christ.
Thank you, Father.
And family, if you are ready to be renewed, restored, reestablished, and if you have not yet been established, we extend an invitation unto salvation.
Yes.
Please pray these words after me, because it's after a word that goes forth that it becomes. Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I believe you hung, bled, and died in my place. You, the Son of God, then rose and is now seated at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, you are welcomed in this place of my heart. May your spirit never depart. Receive me as I received you this day.
Yes.
In your holy name we pray. Family, if you are just Amen. Uttered those words, Amen. Come into it, family. We here love you. And until next time,
one voice, I speak life.
Thanks for listening to Disciples Pathway Ministries with Minister Robbie E. Lilly. Thanks for your prayers and for your gifts to his great work of God. For booking and requests for services, look up Disciples Pathway Ministries on Facebook. That's Disciples Pathway Ministries on Facebook.